Blog Talk Radio.
Unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north, from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare. Praise the Lamb of God, and we are here again with PSM Live. And yes, I am alive, and I am in the studio. Prophet Daryl's here. Prophet Daryl.
Good morning, gospel preacher, teacher.
We are here again, my brother. The Lord has spared us another day. Hallelujah. And we're thanking and praising God for My God, my God, my God. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing wonderful. Great.
I know you'll be here real soon.
Explain it how I feel this morning.
He said he's feeling a prophetic rush over here. Hallelujah. I better spread the word. Prophet Darrell is on the air early today. But he beat me on this thing this morning. I saw him hanging out in here. I said, uh-oh. God, dug it. We're going to have a time in the Lord today.
Hallelujah.
Today. I bless each of you with divine love today and hope and pray that your day is starting off to be a magnificent word Thursday. Because let me tell you something, people of God, if it wasn't for the word spoken over your life, your eyes wouldn't have opened this morning. So know that you are part of the prophetic plan if you're alive. Hallelujah. God
Hallelujah.
Is here. God is here. God is there. God is everywhere. And he's blessing the needy ones. I love each of you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Althea's here, too. Hey, Althea.
Hi, Pastor Hoa. Hi, Prophet Sanders.
Hello.
Intercessors.
How's it going? Enjoying the 81 degrees?
My God, is that funny? 81 degrees today. Lord have mercy. Only in Michigan. Only in Michigan can it do that kind of thing. Well, I ain't going to say that now because it's record high scores everywhere. They're breaking records all over the country. California then broke. Nevada, you know when Nevada break a heat record, that's something else. Boy, I tell you. So,
that's true.
Yeah, when you break a record in Nevada and Phoenix and all of that, because those are hot places anywhere. My God, and Florida has already broke records. My goodness. I tell you, people of God, the Lord is doing it. They can call it global warming. They can call it whatever they want to call it. They can put any name on it they want to. The Lord said in the last days that the thermostat of the sun was going to be turned up. You weren't going to be able to tell winter for summer. They announced yesterday that this is going to be a long summer. In other words, it's going to start early and it's going to end late.
Wow.
So it's starting already. It's almost like we're going to spring and go into summer, and then we're not going to really have a fall. We're going to go from summer to winter, something of that nature.
Wow.
So, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, we just got to get ready to rock and roll with God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, people of God, when you can watch the news and confirm the word of God, it's awesome. It's an awesome thing. I just sit and shake my head and say, look at all you prophesied. Look at all you spoke, Father. They are confirming it out of their own mouths, except they're not giving you praise like we are. We're praising you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Yes, Lord, yes. And we thank and praise God, hallelujah, that there's some believers still on the planet that believe in the
Amen.
Prophetic word of God. Now, that's awesome. God always got a remnant of people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, God always got him a remnant that believes in the prophetic word of God. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, I tell you what an awesome God we serve. He is just so awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Athelia, what else is going on, girl? Give me some news or something.
Well, I was, I'm not working and stuff like that. Somebody just sent me money. It was just enough to pay my light bill, so I'm happy about that.
Somebody just sent you some money.
Yep.
Well, me and Prophet Dale, we'll take some money. Did it come in the mail, or did they just send it by a messenger? What happened? Prophet Dale,
well,
tell
them they mailed it to me, and I was like, told him it was perfect timing. I said, that covers my light bill. So I don't have to worry about the light bill now.
Prophet Dell, tell her we'll take one of them. Oh, Prophet Dell, I had to hang up. Okay, he back. There he is, Prophet Dell.
Yep.
You back with me? Tell her we'll take a free. We'll take somebody to pay our light bill.
Pay my rent.
In the name of Jesus.
Pay my rent.
They can do that too. In the name of Jesus, you put your eyes on God, and he'll take everything else, right? So,
My goodness gracious, we looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, also around here now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord is wonderful. Wait a minute. We got enough caller here. Praise the Lamb of God. Error code 331. I ain't going to call no name because I'll get messed up. Hello?
You better call my name.
Uh-oh, this is granddaughter.
Yes, it is.
How you doing, child? You sound better.
I feel better. I've been resting for the past 2 days.
Oh, well, we thank God for your rest. Hallelujah, because
yes.
You needed that. That's wonderful.
Yes.
See, now all you got to do is just get a little rest, and everything will just turn around for you. Praise God.
Yes.
These bodies of ours, you know, God put little timer things in them for senses that after so many hours of human endurance, they need rest. Praise God.
Yes,
that's God. Right. He
got
it. Hey, he did it. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I love him today, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. I love him today. And,
you know,
the Lord is so good. People of God, let me tell you something. He good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He good right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love him. Boy, oh, boy, what an exciting day it is. I'm not just got excitement in my spirit right now. I'm just excited about the things that God is doing and all that kind of stuff. Oh, my goodness gracious. I tell you, if the Lord, the lady sing that song, if the Lord don't do nothing else or something, he's done enough. Prophet Dad, you know that one? He's done enough, something like that, she said. If the Lord doesn't do anything else, he's done enough. Hallelujah. He blessed me once. That's it. That's the one. I'm going to have to put that one on the show. You got to upload that one. Mm-hmm. That's it right there. Hallelujah. Shatwan, what's going on, girl? Are y'all gearing up for the revival?
Oh, we geared up, Prophet. I'm coming in Saturday to be with Sylvia. I'm going to be with Sylvia because I know she don't know anybody. She's never met anybody. And the Holy Spirit told me to go downstairs so she can be by herself.
Right. She ain't met her pastor, has she?
Nope. Yeah.
Tell her we're going to be nice to her. We're not going to mistreat her. We won't do that. We're going to take her. But I'm glad you're coming to be a whole chaperone for her. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. Praise God. Boy, it's going down, people of God. Right there in Harvest International on Ford Road. Oh, my goodness, we're going to have a prophetic, wonderful time preaching, prophesying, healing, deliverance, signs, wonders, and miracles. We've already declared. I was down on both knees. Well, it was early this morning, really. Praise to about 4 o'clock this morning. I was on my knees on the side of the bed. Talking to the Lord. I tell you, God is going to do something supernaturally special for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Not just an ordinary revival. We are here, praise the Lamb of God. All of these personalities and anointings are going to come together, and we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time right there on Ford Road, 5 blocks west of Telegraph Road. Praise the Lamb of God. Monday and Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. 3 o'clock, praise the Lamb of God, on Mother's Day. You ought to be there with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Bring your mother. Let somebody lay hands on your mother. Gina Finch brought her mother in there Sunday. She had the oxygen thing on and all of that with the tank. While I'm about to give communion, the Lord said, when you finish, call that woman up with that tank. Y'all ain't going to pray with me. Praise the Lamb of God. You know I obey God. And then I got ready to lay hands on her. So the Lord said, don't touch her. He said, tell your daughter in the ministry right there, tell Angela to go get some oil and anoint her. Angela went and anointed her with oil. Yes, God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He said, now tell both of them the ladies who was helping me at the table. Tell them to lay hands on.
Yes, God.
He said, now you command the blessing. You command the healing. Praise the Lord. I feel God right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God, my God. There's nothing our God can't do, people of God. We're in the season of signs and wonders and miracles. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My God. I thank God I got my burning before I got my learning. I thank God that my salvation has not disrupted my salvation. I thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That my degrees, I know, have not made me act like I've been in a deep freeze. I thank God that the seminary was not a cemetery for me. I thank God, oh Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
In my sanctified soul. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Woo! Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My God, my God. I love him today. I love him today. All right, people of God. Hallelujah. We're about to go to prayer. They're chiming in. Call somebody. Shake somebody. Tell them today is Word Thursday. It's a wonderful Word Thursday here at PSM. Tell them Prophet Daryl Saunders is on the line. Tell them, praise the Lamb of God, that Pastor, hallelujah, Shatwan is here with us. Tell them Aphelia is here with us. We're going forth, praise the Lamb of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We are going forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. I feel he's about to take us to the throne. Oh, Shatwan's going to take us. Shatwan's going to take us to the throne today. Praise the Lamb of God. Then I'm going to let Isaiah base the floor of the prophetic for us. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We're praying for you, and you, those of you that's out in those prisons. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know he's able to break every chain. God can deliver you, praise the Lamb of God, right where you are. God can set you free right where you are. You don't have to get out to get free. He can liberate you right there. Praise the Lamb of God, because you must understand whom the Son set free. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Somebody know that scripture. He's free indeed. Praise the Lamb of God. For those in convalescent homes, let me tell you something. Jesus loves you, mother, grandfather, grandmother. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. He can care for you right there. He can give you joy right there. He can give you peace right there. He can give you ministry work right there among the other ones. Hallelujah, that's there for you and minister to you there. You have not been abandoned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember his promise, Lord, I'm with you even to the end of the ages. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of you that are sick and shut in, there's a healer. His name, Jesus. Call him. Hallelujah. He make hospital calls. Not just house calls. He make hospital calls.
Oh, my God.
All on Jesus.
Amen.
Still answer prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Call on him in the name of Jesus. Our daughter is coming now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, Shatwan. Take me to the King.
Oh, glory, glory, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For this is the day, God, that you have made, God. Oh, God, and we're glad and we're rejoicing in this day, God. Father God, we just come just to thank you. Hallelujah, God. God, we can't even thank you enough for the things that you have done, God. But, oh, God, we still say thank you. Hallelujah. God, we come thanking you for the breath of life that we have, God. And, oh, God, that you have renewed our minds on this day, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we just give you praise. We give you glory, God. God, we thank you for your children that are here today, God. And, oh, God, we ask right now that you will go, God, and lift their spirits, God, those that are heavy burdened, God, those that are heavy laden. God, go in, God, and pour the oil of joy on them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we break every spirit on them, God, in the name of Jesus. spirit of distraction, God. Every spirit, hallelujah, that comes to bind them up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we cast it out and we cut it off at the head, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bind depression up on this day, God. But, God, this is your day. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we bind up the spirit of sickness, God. Any illness, God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. And we break the head, God. We sever it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would go into the convalescent homes, God. Go into the prisons, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, go into the hospital, God. Oh, God, we know that you're able to do these things, God. We know that you're able to lift them up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you for families, God. God, that you're reconnecting families, God. You're reconciling husbands and wives, God. And, oh, God, that you're bringing fathers and sons and mothers and daughters back together in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, that you have already ordered our steps, God. And, God, that you have given us the instructions on what to do, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, as we go forth, God, we ask right now, God, that you show us today, God. First, God, show us ourselves, God, that we may be clean, God, with clean hands and a clean heart, God. Then, God, in the name of Jesus, as we go forth, God, let us lay hands, God, and you heal the sick, God. Oh, God, we ask him that you set the captives free on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, those that are bound up in their minds, God, oh, God, with schizophrenia, God, with bipolar, God, oh, God, with mental illness, in the name of Jesus, we ask right now, God, that you touch their minds, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, that they begin to know who you are, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that you would touch their bodies today, God, of your children, God. Oh, God, the word said light and darkness cannot dwell together, God. And, oh, God, where there is darkness, God, we're asking right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, that you will shed your light on them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
In the name
illuminate
of Jesus.
Illuminate, God. Illuminate in the name of Jesus, God. Every dark place in their lives, God. Every dark presence, God, in the name of Jesus. God, touch them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, let them come to repentance, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, let us come falling on our knees today, God, and crying out to you, God. Oh, God, we're calling on your name today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Stop and see about your children, God. They're crying for help, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask that you look upon those, God, that are losing their homes today, God, and be a shelter to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask right now, God, that you look upon those, God, hallelujah, God, that they will have a bed to lie in, God. God, that they will be sheltered from the elements, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, I ask right now that you will send somebody to minister to them, God. God, not just for shelter, God, but, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your word will penetrate in their heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah. We just thank you today, God. God, we give you glory, hallelujah. We thank you for the leaders today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're setting them on the right path, God. Those that have strayed away, God, we call them back right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let them take their rightful place, God, when you called them and you chose them, God. Hallelujah. You didn't tell us to quit, God, and you didn't tell us to leave, God. So, oh, God, we called them back, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, fix every situation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, look on the children today, God. God, we ask right now that you would cover them with your blood, God. For, God, we know that it's getting warm, God. Hallelujah, God. But we bind up that murdering spirit over
Let's
our children,
go.
God.
Yes,
we bind up that killing spirit, God, in the name
yes,
of
God.
Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bind up that spirit of aggression today, God.
Oh,
God, we bind up the spirit of anger on our children today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, show them that you love them, God. God, show them that there is another way, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them fall to their knees, God. Oh, God, let them come crying out to you, calling on the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. When they go to school, God, protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover them with your blood so that they don't dibble in drugs, God. Oh, God, that they don't fall into prostitution, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that they don't fall into gangbanging, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we're asking you, God, for this is our future generation, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we're coming to snatch them back, God. In the name of Jesus, we tell you, Satan, you can't have our children, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, we cover them, and we pray for them today, God, that their feet are ordered, God, and that you would bind them to your will today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God,
yes,
I ask that you would look on those parents today, God, and, oh, God, hallelujah, you have given the parents charge over them children, God. Let them take their rightful place, God. Let their fathers come into the picture that are missing, God. We call them back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that mother that's neglecting her children, God, we call her back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you, hallelujah. And, God, we thank you for the church, God. We thank you for the institution, God. God, we thank you that we can come together in fellowship, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we ask right now that you allow your Holy Spirit, God, to lead us and guide us, God, into all truth and understanding, that we'll be obedient and willing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, put a yes in our bellies, God. Put a yes in our mouth today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I thank you, God. I give you glory and I give you honor, God. Hallelujah. And I ask right now, God, that as the prophet and the apostle go forth in your word, God, hallelujah, that it spread across the airwaves, God. Oh, God, that somebody catch a hold of the word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, somebody catch a hold of the miracles, the signs and wonders that are going out today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for the testimony, God, of healing today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the testimonies of breakthrough, God. Oh, God, send your breakers anointing, God, across the airways, God, and break every chain on our lives, God. God, break the shackles off of us today, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, God, and I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, that it may go out, God, and not return that void, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we shall see it manifest, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, today, yes. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise. You praise. We give you glory. We give you honor today.
Thank you, Father God.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah today. I thank him.
Send the fire today, God. Send the fire rain down on us, God. Shower, hallelujah. Oh, send the rain, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my.
Yes, Jesus.
Hey, my God. Yes, God.
I'll forgive us here for a minute here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm with you.
Thank you for the fire, God. Hallelujah. That may purify us.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. You are God and
Hallelujah.
God alone. You are God and God alone. Hallelujah. I love him. I love him. God,
thank
Spirit. Who can do a thing like this? Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Athelia, come on and set the ground for the prophetic flow now. Praise the Lamb of God.
We want a fresh filling.
We want a fresh anointing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want the fresh rain. Oh, my God.
Thank
we want to smell it coming in the air. Hallelujah. The river when we're down south. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The rain coming to the trees and smell it.
Hallelujah.
The water. Came to the house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I hear in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I go that number. 1233. Lord, 1, 2, 3. Every time I talk about the rain and the water, it pops up. My God. Go ahead, people. Come on.
Hallelujah, glory unto the Lord, thy God, continue to bring the praise, Father, glory unto you, Jesus, as we pull on your tin leaf, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for changing the atmosphere, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for being in presence with us, Father God. We thank you on this day, my Lord and Savior. Give you glory, we give you honor, Father God, because you always the same. You'll never change, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your loyalty. We thank you for your love and your compassion that never changed the test of time, Father God. Hallelujah. As you continue touching us, Father God, and we're turning from our sinful ways, Father God, seeking you, seeking your mercy, seeking your love and your compassion, Father God. Thank you on this day, oh merciful King. We thank you for saturating the atmosphere right now so it can be conducive for your spirit, Father God. We thank you, Jesus, for your prophetic word, Father God, that's coming forth on this day and this very hour. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you for the people is hungry for your word, hungry for your touch, Father God. May their mind, their spirit be open to receive your word, Father God. Let their heart not be hardened, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we bind up the spirit of laziness right now. We bind up the spirit of slow foot right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of deception and deceit right now, Father God. The minds and the spirit that you have prepared, Father God, to be in this line, Father God, to call this number, Father God, to receive it from your prophet that you choose on this day, Father God. Let them be open, Father God. Let nothing stop them or hinder them, Father God. And when they receive this word, Father God, let them run with it in the name of Jesus. Let them not receive it and put it to the side. Let them not be forgetful, Father God. Let them not be lazy, Father God. Let them not be ungrateful in the name of Jesus. Let them receive this word and make haste and run with it in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the time that you have spent, Father God, grooming our man of God, Shakespeare, Father God. We thank you for the communication that you had between him and you, Father God. We thank you for the clarity. We thank you for the integrity and the sincerity, Father God. We thank you for the boldness in the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Jesus, Lord and Savior, and we thank you for keeping him. We thank you for the grace that's on his life. We thank you for the anointing that's on his life. We thank you, Jesus, Lord and Savior, for the time that he spent in darkness, Father God, in the cave, Father God, seeking your name, Father God, seeking all that you are, Father God. And now he's in the light of the world, Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, Father God, He stretches his hand through the blood of Jesus with your power and with your authority to stretch in the darkness, Father God, to reach out to those who are lost, Father God, those who may not have a light, Father God. He'll ignite the fire of Christ in them, Father God, by the words that you give him, Father God. So we thank you for this right now, Jesus, Father God. Prepare the airways, Father God. Prepare the minds who are listening in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they be receptive, Father God, and they will take what you've given them, Father God, and they'll write
yes,
it down and make it plain, Father God, and they'll run with it in the name of
Jesus, Father God.
They won't be ungrateful. They won't take it for granted, Father God. They're thanking you now, Father God. They're praising you now, Father God. They're worshiping you now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for touching every life on this planet, Father God. We just thank you now, Father God, for touching our government. We thank you for touching our children. We thank you for your children who are steadfast and know your name, Father God. We thank you for the apostles and the prophets. We thank you for the teachers and the pastors. We thank you for the evangelists in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, God, that your word is being heard. We thank you that the faces are turning to you, Father God. We thank you that they're learning to command the blessings on their life. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory unto the Lord, thy God. We give honor unto you on this day, Father God. We thank you for Israel, Father God. We pray that they get it right, Father God. We pray that they put down their traditions, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and they seek you higher, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We say, give you honor on this day. We give you love and compassion. We give you our vessel. We are yielded before you, Father God. We are listening, we're hearing, and we are receptive. We are ready to execute your instructions, God. So thank you for your anointing, your authority, and your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Our God is able to do all things to his children, praise the Lamb of God, as they call upon his name, the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord our God is today rich in mercy. He's rich in mercy, people of God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Praise God. He's rich in mercy. My God, you can't fathom the depth of his mercy and his love towards us. Oh my goodness, if you only could just consider how great and how good he is, gratitude would rise in your heart. Hallelujah, for where you are in life right now. My goodness gracious, because you don't have to be right where you are. We all should be in a graveyard somewhere. Our souls required in a rumbling judgment. But because of his great mercy. Not because of our goodness, but because of his great mercy. We are here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Where is Prophet Darrell Sanders?
I'm right here, Papa.
Our Prophet Darrell Sanders. Prophet Darrell, you know, I'm trying to do this book on the prophetic manner that I was doing these segments on the page some time ago, and I did a whole lot of these like on Wednesday nights. On Wednesday nights, I would do prophetic manner, and I would talk about the prophet and the word of God as a topic, and the the prophetic and this, that, and another, you know. And I've been dealing here in my head, praise the Lamb of God, with the prophetic and worship as we worshiped yesterday. And I posted a couple of things that dropped in my spirit on yesterday, how important worship is to the prophet or the prophetic person, praise the Lamb of God, and not just praying, and not just praying. There's a reason why prayer is called prayer, praise is called praise, and worship is called worship. There is a reason why all of those are spelled different, and they all three have different definitions that does not cross each other.
Find out.
I said a lot right there. Praise the Lamb of God. And it is enlightening to go many times when we visit other churches, people of God, you visit churches and what have you, and they call something praise and worship, and worship never happens. Sometimes praise doesn't either. What happens is inspiration. Hello, Life Book. They never enter praise and worship. Songs that they select are not even praise songs. They're not songs of praise. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So we have to understand and distinguish, praise the Lamb of God, the difference, so that each one of them can be carried out at their specific times, so that we can get the proper results, because each one of those breeds something for us. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Prayer breeds the power of God. Prayer breeds revelation. Prayer breeds, praise the Lamb of God, the move of God on your behest, at your request. Praise the Lamb of God, brings us into the presence of God. Hello, because he inhabits the praises of his people. It's the entering into the gates and the courts of the Lord with praise. Hallelujah. But worship puts us in the divine intimate place. Hallelujah. Where we have come close enough to God that we can hear his voice. Hallelujah. And I said yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, that the majority of the believers' problem in worship is that they don't remain there long enough, praise the Lamb of God, to hear God speak. They don't remain in worship. They don't remain in and a lot of people don't know this, but the Bible allows us to know that even silence is worship when it's done in a posture of the awe of God. When you're in silence because of the awe of God, in the early biblical days, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, they would not call the name of God. That's why they made the code name Yahweh. They would not mention the name of God. It was too holy, according to them, to mention.
Wow.
Out of their lips. Which meant they were in awe of the name of God. They was in awe of who Jehovah really was and what his name meant and how powerful his name was to them. And to mention his name incited death to many of them. But they thought something would happen to them if they mention it in the wrong condition, in the wrong posture, with the wrong attitude, in the wrong place. So they reverenced the name of God. So they kept his name in silence, yet it was alive within them. They knew his name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I wonder which one God would prefer more. Prophet Darrell, I wonder would he prefer us calling his name a lot and not reverencing his name, or would he prefer us to reverence his name and not call it? I wonder which one. What I know that you probably say, well, there has to be a balance, and I agree. But I think he would rather for us to reverence and be in awe of him. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And fear his name. Fear his name. The Bible tells us to fear the name of the Lord. That means to reverence it in the highest regard. When we worship God, praise the Lamb of God, the word worship, I mean, is synonymous with bow down. And a lot of us don't do that. We don't believe in going the knee way. We don't believe in prostrate, laying out before God, praise the Lamb of God. And that's why places like the sanctuary become so powerful to us, because that's the type of place it is. Hallelujah. You can lay out anywhere there. Praise the Lamb of God. It's conducive for our worship. It's conducive for prayer. It's conducive for fasting. It's conducive.
Amen.
As a place, praise the Lamb, where you can encounter God. Where you can encounter God. And this has to be, praise the Lamb of God, a greater, praise the Lamb of God, achievement to us than running around jumping and screaming and saying, oh, boy, we praise the Lord up in there today, blah, 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 blah. Worship. That intimacy with God,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
That intimacy with God breeds much more for us, hallelujah. And we will receive much more from God, praise the Lamb of God, when we worship. When we really worship God in the beauty of holiness, praise the Lamb of God. When we get intimate with God and start adoring him and, oh, my goodness gracious, boy, I mean, It's a beautiful thing, and what it does for the prophet, the prophetic person, praise the Lamb of God, is it brings you to a place, praise God, that things start happening to you that you never would experience in anything else, and there's one of them is the fragrance of his presence. Hallelujah. I shared this before. But a lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, don't even want to talk about it because they never smelt God.
Oh,
hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That sweet perfume. The scent of God is so sweet, beautiful. The average person has never got that close to God. Hallelujah. To experience God on that level. That the fragrance of God is nostrils and you can't get it out. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. There is a perfume, people of God. Of his presence, the Lamb. Hallelujah. Then the music of God. When the music in you changes to an orchestra. To a sound you've never heard before. And one you can't mimic. Hello, light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
A sound
Amen.
You've never heard before, and it's a sound you cannot mimic. You can't get up off of your face and go and make the sound. All you can do is remember how beautiful
Amen.
It was. Hallelujah. You are really taken to the place, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. For angels fear the tread.
Jesus. Glory
to God.
And it's in that place of quietness and stillness that God speaks.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And that love is released. My God. I want you to get all of God. People of God, Prophet Shakespeare just don't make stuff up. I want you to get all of God. You know, I used to wonder, and Daryl, the prophet, I'm sorry, Prophet Sanders, for calling you Daryl, but prophet, I used to really ask God, why was he letting me experience all of this? I was like, God, why, who am I that I'm receiving all of this from you, that you're allowing me to experience you like this? Who am I that you come into my place of dwelling and just blow my mind with your words and with your presence and your what is this? I never knew I was going to have to teach it and share it with people to bring the people of God closer to God. God wants to be near us. God has always had one desire, people of God, to be near his people. God has had one desire. Now, he just can't come close. There must be a conditioning for him to come close. Because if God comes close and things are not conditioned right, we die. He don't. Okay. Okay, now I got to go into another thing right here. Give me 2 minutes, and let me just tell you this. That was the reason for the thick, dark cloud between him and Moses and the people of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the it was to protect the people from God. Mm-hmm. And God would tell Moses, tell them to get down off this mountain before I break forth on them from the dark cloud that I dwell in. It's right there in your Bible. So God wrapped himself in something that we could not see him in for our protection. Because we were not conditioned to be in his presence. But watch this now. When Moses would arrive at the top of the mountain, the Lord would tell him, now you come on in to the dark cloud where I am at. And Moses would go into the presence of God. And they wouldn't see Moses no more for days. Hello, light bulbs. To show exposure, Moses would come out. Now, that wasn't no veil in the temple. That was the Shekinah of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Wrapped around God to protect his people so that his people wouldn't die when they were exposed to him. Hallelujah. All God ever wanted was a people that would worship him. He delivered them out of Egypt to go into the wilderness to worship him. Let my people go that they may worship me. That's what God asks for. Hallelujah. I want you all to study worship this week. To study worship. And add it to your spiritual process of prayer and praise. And get into worship. And you're going to see an elevation, praise the Lamb of God, in your spirituality. You're going to see an elevation in your relationship with God if you can get into worship. But worship is going to challenge you because, praise the Lamb of God, prayer and praise, unless you really, praise the Lamb of God, have already heard the voice of God. I'm talking about really. You know, theophany, a type of way, Prophet Durham, Athelia, praise the Lamb of God, a granddaughter, you are guys that's listening. If you really have had this type of experience with God, then prayer might do this for you, praise the Lamb of God. And that is what I'm talking about, worship right now. And that is bring you to a place of sensing and feeling that you are so unworthy to be there. Now, that's when you know you're there. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Prophet there, that's when you know you're there. When, oh, God, he all over me right now. Lord God Almighty, thank you, Jesus, for your presence.
Jesus.
But when you get to a place, God, and his presence is so thick that you're afraid to open your eyes because you're scared he's standing there. My goodness gracious. His presence is so thick. Yes, God. You're trembling in silence.
Hallelujah.
God, and you don't have to open your mouth at that place because your spirit and his spirit is one. They're linked. Yes,
yeah.
God. Like two cables that's been connected. And your thoughts and all are in harmony with God. And God speaks to you without a mouth being open, without you seeing a mouth. Oh, my goodness gracious. And you can talk back to him through your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it's louder than the voice you speak with.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearer than the voice you talk out of.
Jesus.
Yes, God. I don't know how to explain it any greater. Praise the Lamb of God. And the presence is so wonderful. And nothing but abiding there will desensitize you to it, that you can stay. Hallelujah. Moses kept going in the presence of God, and he would stay hours, a day, this, that, another. And as he became more and more desensitized to the awe of God, he was able to stay 40 days in the raw
Jesus.
Presence of God. When he came out of that mountain, his face was shining. Hallelujah. Until they had to veil his face because the people couldn't look at Moses for being in the presence of God. Hallelujah. No matter what you're desiring for God to do in your life, if it's not connected to, I want more of you, Lord. And if you're not pressing for more of God, for more exposure of him, for more access to him,
yeah.
on the level of son, daughter, and father,
yeah.
then you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. Because the material things is going to mess you up. You are going to miss God. Hallelujah. The material, the cars, the homes, the clothes, the money is going to mess you up if you're not in pursuit of God. When you're in pursuit of God, you'll know it because the car won't blow your mind.
Right.
But an experience in your prayer room will.
Amen.
Okay, okay. I said something. I said a whole lot. I just spoke volumes to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A new house will not have you running around in circles and everything because you know the paint job that's on it is going to have to be redone in a few years.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on. Apostle, you're saying some good stuff, man.
But if you get God, hallelujah. Under the bush, hey, God. You get into that the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you adore him. My God, my God. Woo.
What a time.
Woo.
What a time.
You're going to change. And then you're going to change some more. And then you're going to change some more. And after you get through changing, you're going to desire to change some more.
Amen.
You're going to want to be just like him. You're going to want the fragrance, the presence to always be with you and on you. You're going to want to feel the electrical tranquilities of his presence and his fire. Ah, God, all the time. My, my, my. Oh, my. Woo. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. Ah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Father in heaven, I thank you. Hallelujah. For your words today.
Hallelujah.
Flow from people. Thank you for these prophets and prophetess and that you've called and that you have assigned, Father. I thank you for your angelic presence. Your angels, hallelujah. More the Holy Ghost. I bless you, Holy Ghost, my beloved. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for these today that they can come, hallelujah, into your presence, into the oneness, into the intimacy.
Yes.
And Father, I don't count myself to have apprehend, for I know there's so much more of you that I need to know and want to know. Hallelujah. There's so much more of you.
Me too, Lord.
But I thank you for what you have allowed me to experience in this journey of life. Hallelujah, because you didn't have to do it. You didn't have to choose me. Hallelujah. Ah, God, I pray for these, that you'd let them draw nigh you, Father, and you draw near them. And you help us remove that blocks us from having the total experience of a transfiguration. Hallelujah. Having a Moses experience.
Yes, yes, God.
Having, hallelujah, an Isaiah experience.
Yes.
A Jeremiah experience. Oh, Father, yes. To be like Samuel. Oh, God, that could hear your voice in the night, calling him from his sleeping place.
Thank you,
into
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Within the
hallelujah.
Temple.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Knowing that our body is temple, God, call out to us. We want to hear your voice again.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we're not just coming, Father, just to feel, just to experience, but we're coming for empowerment to work for you, to do your will, to speak your word, to be your hands and feet, to perform miracles, signs, and wonders.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah, God, we just don't want prophetic words, hallelujah, to hang on, but we want to be prophetic people, hallelujah, that we can speak to others and encourage them and build them up, hallelujah, to strengthen them, Father, hallelujah, and to snatch people out of the fire. We want to hear your voice telling us when to speak and when to lay hands and when to the command healing and when, hallelujah, to tell somebody to rise up and walk. We want to hear you clear. We want your voice. We want your presence. We want your power. We want to do your will, God. Hallelujah. This world is sinking deep, Father, in decadence and sin. Hallelujah. And only your power can make it rise again. And
yes,
we
God.
Say, resurrection power is ours. Oh, now let us walk in it. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We bless you now, Father. Amen. Oh, my goodness, y'all. Let me wipe my eyes a little bit here. Thank you, Jesus. So I can see. Oh, my goodness. Bless your name. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I love him today. I love him. Love him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Listen, if you're listening to our voice today, oh, my God, and you're listening to the show via the Internet and you'd like to be a part of our studio, and you'd like to come on now, and you can at area code 646-564-9818. That's area code 646-564-9818. And come be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Where you can receive, oh my God, a word from the Lord today. We're about to open the mics. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to ask you to remember PSM. Praise the Lamb of God. INTL.org. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you who would help support the ministry here, praise the Lamb of God, through your donations, your liberal donations, help support of this ministry, and we thank God for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God. We do have some products. Those of you who have not yet experienced that, reading material of our three books that's out, Call and Burden of Intercessory Prayer, Fall on Your Knees, our latest book, and then, of course, the manual of the prophetic awakening. Then the oil is there from the altar, praise the Lamb of God. And we still have, there's bottles of water, praise the Lamb of God, that's sitting behind me right now on the altar. Hallelujah, that the Lord has already touched and told me just leave them right there. Praise the Lamb of God, healing water, praise the Lamb. Healing water is here, praise God. Hallelujah, I've drunk it myself, my God, my God. Yes, I have, praise the Lamb. And I'm experiencing healing every day. Every day I'm experiencing this progressive healing that's causing me, praise the Lamb of God, to be stronger and stronger and doing, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord's will. I love you all today. Praise God. I want to tell you that. I love you all today. Praise God. Hallelujah. PSMINTL.org. Donate today. Praise God. Be a blessing to us. Be a blessing to us. Help us to be a blessing to others. Praise God. I love you. I love you. I love you. All right. Woo. Let me get us some prophetic flow here, music. Prophet Daryl is here with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha Pruitt told me she was going to be not able maybe to make it on today because of some things that she's engaged in. Praise the Lamb of God. But we are here. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Look at this line here. Oh, my goodness, Prophet Daryl. Work is cut out. Hallelujah. You ready, man of God?
I got you, Apostle.
Uh-oh, he said he got me. Now, let me tell you something. When Prophet Daryl tell me that, you know what I can do? I can rap back and say, let the good times roll. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We're going to listen to a little bit of this, people. Come on, lift your hands with me. Lift your hands with me. Get into this prophetic frame now. Hallelujah. God. Holy. Yes. Holy is the Lamb. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right. We're ready now. Let me tell you this, people of God. Even in what we were talking about, as we come and start going down the line, you can start pushing one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you that's in queue with us, we want you to know something. Praise the Lamb of God. All day, all night, in the eternal course of God, they are singing, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. I just want you to know that. They're singing it to God. They ain't just singing it. They're singing it to the Lamb. Holy, holy, holy. They rest not night and day singing holy.
Amen.
Lord and unto the Lamb. I just gave you something. I don't know if you got it, though. I just gave you something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God. The mics are being opened now. Error code 804539. 804539. Your mic is open.
Hey, Prophet. This is Yoshida.
Hey. Yoshida, how you doing, honey?
I'm doing much better. I'm doing much better.
Wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How you and Jesus been doing?
Okay, I'm trying to stay in his presence. I'm trying to stay in his presence.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Did we rectify some things and get some things together?
I was having an issue with, you know, the children's father. So, you know, lately I've just been asking God, wherever I'm weak, just be my strength. And my man is being more clear now. You know, when I think of him, it's not the thoughts that I was thinking at first.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, so there is a growth and a progression there. Praise God, and we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Well, we are here, praise the Lamb of God, and we want you to know that Jesus does love you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, is there anything you would like to speak to us?
I just want to tell my sister that when he called your name, when you said who you were, the Lord said, tell my daughter that the storm is over now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Storm is over now.
Oh, I felt that in my
bed. That
Lord,
storm
Jesus.
That you went through, it was only temporary to show you that he was with you and that he was going to bring you out.
Hallelujah.
He said, just continue to lean and depend on me, daughter. And everything, oh, my goodness, all right. He said, because he said he got an expected end for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, since you went through that, now you got to step in the calling that God has called you to.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, tell my daughter that thing was only temporal. Now the sun is getting ready to shine on your side.
Hallelujah.
For the storm cloud has already passed over. And if you look out your window, you're going to see a little rainbow that's going to remind you of the promise.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
My God. Hallelujah. Girl, I stand in agreement with everything the prophet has spoken. Praise the Lamb of God. This darkness, this wilderness experience, all has been, praise the Lamb of God, designed to teach you, praise the Lamb of God, and even though you may not believe this, but it's designed to strengthen you concerning the enemy and your greatest temptations, so that, praise the Lamb of God, you can come out of this ready to go forth in your calling. Praise the Lamb
Hallelujah.
Of God. Hallelujah. God's got work for you to do, and you're going to do it. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb. Your life depends on it, so just get ready to do it. The Lamb. Your life depends on it.
Hallelujah.
And whoever cannot handle your calling and your anointing, you're going to have to be left in the wilderness. Praise the Lamb of God, because you got to do God's will.
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The sun is shining. You're going to see some other breakthroughs, too. You're going to see some magnificent things happening for you, praise the Lamb of God, financially and all of that, how God's just going to be making ways and people going to be doing stuff for the kids and all of that kind of stuff to help see that God is on your side. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just watch him do it. Just watch him do it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Watch him
and that's
do it.
What I just said.
Lamb of God.
Woo! I just
put that
on.
Old lady an old lady in your life. This old lady used to hold you all the time. Praise the Lamb. It's an older lady.
Hmm.
Was it your grandmother?
I don't know.
It's an old lady that depends on you. My God. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. She was a powerful woman of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. All right. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness. I think you're going to walk in her anointing and her power. I see her with a white suit. Praise the Lamb of God. She has on a white hat. Hallelujah.
That was my aunt.
Glory.
She passed on.
That was your aunt?
She passed on. And when the day she died, I laid in my bed and I just felt something. I said she left me with something. I didn't even know she died that day.
Oh, my goodness. It's getting strong in the Lord. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, a transference took place. My God. That was a powerful woman of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. You be blessed, daughter. We got an expectation from you here. My God, Rashida. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Hallelujah. All right. That we was down in the Virginia area, look like 804, another 804. 804-439. Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay.
Who's calling?
Dion.
Dion, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia, from Richmond.
Dion, you kind of excited, aren't you?
Nah, I'm a little nervous.
You nervous? Oh, really? Okay. Praise God. Well, that's kind of normal when you come into the company of prophets and prophetess in this kind of atmosphere. That's kind of normal. Praise God. Don't worry, though. Hallelujah. God is not in the embarrassing business or anything of that nature. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you today. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy. He loves you. And he's got your back. He got you covered. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He only exposes what needs to be exposed. Praise God. When else he let us see, he don't let us speak about it. He the boss. We not the boss. He the boss. Okay?
Okay.
Hallelujah. All right. Prophet Darrell, what we hear on Dion today? Praise the Lamb of God.
This has been in my spirit. I was wondering who it was for. But I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that this too shall pass.
Woo.
He said, consider not the things of old, but consider the things are new. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord said, everything is getting ready to work out in your favor, but only thing he requires of you is just a little more of your time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And not only that, the Spirit of the Lord said, this relationship is going to mend it back together. Hallelujah. Because I pick up wedding bells around you as well. So said the Spirit of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Now, how that was to you, girl?
I'm in a situation where I'm in a relationship with one guy,
Yeah.
And in the past, I was with this another guy, but every time I pray on it, this guy from the past keeps coming back.
Yeah, crazy. You know why that is, though, don't you?
I kept asking the Lord, you know, I'm like, I'm confused. I don't know what to do about this. And every time I ask the Lord about it, this guy always ends up calling me, and we'll talk about God. We just talk about a lot. And I was saying, you know, the relationship I'm in is kind of crazy because I love him, but I don't love him like I do this other guy. But I don't know what to do about the situation.
Yes, you do. Keep praying. Hallelujah. You can only have one of them.
Yeah.
We're not going to make the choice for you. I'm not going to make this choice for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I could tell you which one, but I'm not going to do it. You need to seek God on this yourself because of where God is trying to take you to.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stay in the presence of God. Hallelujah. And listen, and I'm going to tell you something very, very powerful. And this can go with you the rest of your life and many others that's listening to me. Let God be your daddy in this one.
Okay.
I don't buy nothing, and I don't make no moves. In all thy ways, acknowledge your father. And tell your dad, Father, say, Father, I'm confused. I need you to show me. Reveal this to me. What will you have me to do? And the one he show you, the one he reveal, that's the one you choose, and drop the other one.
Okay.
And now it's going to be a peace. It ain't going to be no confusion.
Prophet.
It ain't going to be
right.
No confusion.
That's right.
It ain't going to be no confusion. Ain't no hearts going to be broken. And guess what? Not only that, all soul ties will be broken and settled.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to tell you this. Since you'd open up the can of worms, I'm going to just walk in it. Amen. I saw a new baby come forth through this thing.
Oh.
I just had a baby not too long ago.
All right. Because, see, you don't want to make the – okay, Lord. Listen, you make sure you, like Apostle said, stay in the presence of God. Because let me tell you something, the devil comes to sift us as wheat. The devil sees the devil has taken a glimpse. The devil has taken a glimpse of your future, sis. But he didn't see the outcome. And see, we have to be careful when we pray out loud that the enemy is always lurking around prayer closets, around people that's praying so he can snatch it and turn it around for the bad. So you watch it. You be very watchful. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
My God.
Jesus.
My God. Hallelujah. Boy. Woo. All right, daughter. I think you got enough for one day. Go rejoice. Seeking God's face. But the one in the past, I'm going to say this. Keep thinking on why you all are not together.
Apostle, I'm about to run out this room. You better cut it out, Apostle.
Yeah, just keep thinking on why the blast out of the past is not in your pocket right now, living with you and y'all not married. Just, I want you to think on that. Hallelujah. That might help you a little bit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Let us continue on. Hallelujah. I don't want to get nobody's cookie jar. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is going to reveal this thing to you. If you seek his face with your whole heart and let him be daddy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless your daughter. Hallelujah. Mama, I ain't doing it. My God. The prophet told me not to. He told me this was the one. That's what the way they come back. No. You make the decision with God. I ain't doing that one. That's too much for me. Praise the Lord. God. So, 864, your mic is hot. Error code 864.
Hey, Apostle, this is Ashanta calling from Greenville, South Carolina.
Ashanta.
Yes.
Do I know you, Ashanta? Do I know your voice? What is, who is Ashanta?
Yes, I'm Sylvia Aiken's daughter.
Oh, you the baby girl.
No, I'm the oldest.
Is this the baby girl?
No, I'm the oldest one.
You're the oldest one. You sound like the young one. What with your daughter?
I just need a word. Like, I feel like I've been praying for a certain person, and I just want to make sure that that's what I'm supposed to be doing out of God's will and not my will. I just want to make sure I'm on the right track.
On the right. You sound just like your mama now. Yeah. Praise the Lord. How come you ain't coming up here with your mother?
Because she didn't tell me until the last minute, but I'm proud of her, though.
Oh, my goodness. You better be. She's going to come back with something for y'all. I promise you that. Pray when I lay this mantle, it's over. Praise the Lord. She's ready. She said she ready. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Let me see. Let me think. Oh, my goodness. Prophet Dale, you hear something? Let me let the Prophet Dale speak to you. Hallelujah. These girls speaking.
I want to tell you this.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I just want to tell you this, sis, that in this season, you stay in the presence of God. Stay before God. Because God is making you an intercessor in this season. Amen. And the only thing you have to do is continue to ask God, Lord, is this the right decision? Guess what? He's going to speak back to you.
Yes.
That's the Spirit of God. And not only that, I want you to be very watchful of these two young men. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Be very watchful of them. Amen. Because they had a hidden agenda, you know. And most of the time, they only want one thing. Hallelujah. But thank you, Jesus. Continue to pray because God is going to strengthen your love life as well.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, this is what I heard to go along with Prophet Dale. If you hold on and hold out, your Boaz, hallelujah, is right around the corner.
Amen.
If you hold on and if you hold out, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Your knight in shiny armor is coming, baby. Don't you even worry about it.
Prince
this
Tom.
Is already done because there's an anointing on your life, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. See there? That Prophet Daryl, there's anointing on your life that God is going to use you also. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can't be with anybody.
Ah, shit.
You just can't be with a man because he got a job and this, that, and another. This guy's head and heart has to be together.
Okay.
And work that you're going to have to do in God, you don't have to be deep in the things of God.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. See, you see, one thing you're going to have to really depend on is your prophetic gifting of the dreams and visions God give you.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm in your cookie jar, I know. Praise the Lamb of God.
Okay.
Hallelujah. See, you a prophetess and don't know it. Or you might know it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you. You might know it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Okay.
But you already are having prophetic dreams and visions, and God is showing you, praise the Lamb of God, but you got to immerse yourself in the Word of God so you can understand how to interpret. You can't interpret the dreams and visions that God gives you by the way you look at things every day. The things
okay.
that you're seeing, you got to find them in the Bible and see what they meant in the Bible. That's what they
okay.
mean in your dream. Whether it's all water,
right.
fire, dirt, whatever, something that's unclean.
Okay.
Hallelujah. What does uncleanly mean in the Bible? If God giving you these dreams and visions, then they must be interpreted by the Word of God. You try the Spirit by the Spirit of the Word. Hallelujah. If God has given you these dreams and visions, then you go by that. Praise the Lamb of God. Girl, let me tell you something. If you would just stop on you some soft, you know, some soft music, pray that incites you to pray and what have you. And if you would just close your eyes and just start meditating on something, you're going to see it before you go to sleep. Before you go off into a sleep, the Lord's going to be able to reveal it to you. You are a seer. Your eyes are anointed. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why you're so careful. That's why you're so careful. Because God shows you things. Praise the Lamb of God. You see demons. Hallelujah. You see demons, don't you? Yeah, you do. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. We got us one prophet, Darrell. We got us a junior prophetess on the line. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. You need to get my manual, too, honey. You need to get the manual. Praise the Lamb of
okay.
God so you can study this prophetic stuff. Praise God. It's going to strengthen your life, and it's going to help you, praise the Lamb of God, understand what God is doing in you, with you, and through you. Okay?
Okay.
But I am so proud to talk to you. What's your name again?
Ashanta.
Ashanta. I got to put your name down here on my special prayer list. Praise God. Hallelujah. I already
okay.
got you, but I got to, whew, I got to really pray for you. Okay?
Okay,
we love you
thank
today.
Thank you.
All
love
right,
y'all
baby.
Too.
Oh, my goodness. Wasn't that sweet? That a sweet spirit, just like a mother. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds just like Sylvia. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Did you say something, Prophet Darrell?
I didn't say nothing, Apostle. I didn't say nothing.
Okay. Erico 973.
Hello, it's Elaine. Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. It's Jay-Z.
Yes.
How you doing, Elaine?
Oh, just holding on to God's coattails.
She says she's holding on to God's coattails. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, we're happy to have you on the show today, Elaine. Praise God. Boy, we've been to South Carolina. We've been to Richmond, Virginia. The East Coast just wearing us out today, Prophet Darrell. Praise God. They're cheating, aren't they? We would need to get some Midwest folks down here and some folks from down south. Praise the Lamb of God. I see Atlanta down there. Praise God. Hallelujah. On the line, on down the pipeline here. Now, my dear, hallelujah, I feel the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, right along through here. Prophet Darrell finna sing a song to you in a minute, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Let me tell you this, hallelujah. I hear Prophet Darrell singing this song, I'm very sick. What God has for me is for me. Baby, you can't miss it. You cannot miss it. It's yours. Hallelujah. You ain't got to cry no more. Tears ain't going to make it manifest. What God has for you is for you. And it is swiftly going to come to pass. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to swiftly come to pass. All that the prophet has spoken to you. Hallelujah. All. When I say prophet, I'm talking about prophets and prophetess that have prophesied to you. concerning what God is about to do in your life, you're about to see it manifest.
Yes.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Prophet Dale.
Yes, sir. I just want to touch and agree with everything, but I do want to sing that song to you. What God has for me, it is for me.
My goodness.
What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. What God has for you, it is for you. Whatever God has for you, it is for you. You just got to hold on to it.
Yes.
Dig up every prophecy.
My God.
Dig up every prophetic word that was ever spoken over your life and start moving on it. Start walking on it. God has called you to be a water walker. He is calling you to be a water walker, and you got to walk out on the word of God. And
yes, Lord.
Walking out on faith. He said, don't worry about the amount. Don't be worried about how much it costs. Don't be worried about where it's at. He said, just step out there, and I'll make sure I bring it to pass. So set the spirit of God. But he wants you to be a water walker in this season. Amen?
Yes, amen. Amen.
All right now.
All right, all right, all right. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, we're moving down the line. We love you, Joyzy. You know Joyzy is our love. We love you, girl. You
God
be blessed.
Bless y'all. Bless y'all, too.
Amen, amen. Erica, 864. 304. Erica, 864. Your mic hot. I hear you in the background typing or something. Is this? I should have known it was. I go and say, "Is this Sylvia?" Because she at work. Hey, Sylvia.
Hey, yes, sir. I'm
How
at
you
work.
Doing?
Crazy
How you
busy
doing?
Day.
So you heard your daughter was on here with me, Ashanti?
Yeah, I heard that. I told her you gave her a book.
No, I didn't give her no book. I said she need to get the book.
Yes, sir, but you said a lot to her.
Oh, gave her a book of information. You're right, man. Prophet Dale.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Hallelujah, yes. Boy. But I want you to know you got a prophetess on your hand right there. Praise the Lamb of
Glory
God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. The Lord is going to do great things through her. She's going to see a lot of things, destructions, catastrophic events. Boy, y'all better listen to her when she tell you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
my goodness,
yes,
gracious. Oh, my goodness. We got to get her under this prophetic covering strong. We got to get her. I wish she was coming with you. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful day it is. Sylvia is with us now, you all. Praise the Lord. Wait a minute. Here goes my Bertha. My Bertha.
Hi, Prophet.
Hey, Bertha. Uh-oh, we got Bertha here. Now anything can happen. They say in the thing, Prophet Dale, anything can happen now. My Bertha on the line. Prophet Dale is here. Sylvia is here. Everything is going strong. We are here, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Moving on down the line. Erica, 407. Your mic is hot. I'm trying to get as many of you in here as possible.
Hello,
but you
gotta Prophet
Shakespeare. Hello, who's calling?
Angelia from Florida, Fort Pierce.
Fort Pierce, Florida. Angelia,
yes.
How you doing, honey?
I'm still under the reconstruction, as the Lord began to say.
You still under that reconstruction? That's a good place to be, as long as God is doing the construction work. Hallelujah. You're in a good place. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness
Amen.
Gracious. Praise Oh, my God. Bertha Pruitt. Come on, prophetess. Talk to this. Let's go. Rock and roll.
Angelique, the Lord says your help is on the way, but he also says that he needs you to come before him and to shut yourself in while you're under reconstruction. Shut yourself down. Shut everybody out. He just wants that intimate time, just you and him. Shut yourself in from 3 to 7 days, which is, as I heard prophets earlier when I got on the call, with prayer, go from prayer to praise and let it end in worship, because God wants you to come to him now. Praise brings us to God, but worship takes us to him. God wants you to enter into that most holy place with him, because there's some things that he wants to tell you, and there's some shifting that he got to do in you. So while you're under reconstruction, God says shut yourself down and give yourself to him totally and completely, says God.
Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, I need you to do something for me. Are you there?
Yes, sir, Apostle. I'm here.
You know this child, this Hawkins girl, she sing this song, Change. Would you sing some of that to her for me right quick? A change, a change.
Ay, andará robusta.
A change.
Change.
Yeah,
my
that's the
God,
one.
Yes,
I change my whole life from me. Wonderful, that's... wonderful change. Has come over me.
That's it. That's the change, baby.
That I
that's it right there. And a lot of people are not going to understand your change. Changing you. Out with the old and in with the new. Changing. And he's changing you from the inside out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he's calling you. He's calling you into the deep now. Hallelujah. He's calling you into the depths with Jesus. God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You're going to look brand new to them. When they see you, they're going to see what brand new really looks like. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Girl, and when I say change, I'm talking about change.
Change.
My God, what can we do with Jesus up in this?
My God,
my God, my hair is stuck up on my head. Yes, God. You, baby, God is.
Thank you for change,
you.
Lord. I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
God. I thank you. Jesus,
to do
Lord.
Maintain your relationship.
Wonderful thing.
You are one of the ones on the list for a breakout, a blessing. Don't just be all. All those that have known you just going to be looking at you. They're going to be able to say nothing. They're going to be able to say nothing. They ain't going to ask you how, nothing. They're just going to look at you.
Jesus.
Ooh, wonderful.
My God.
A beautiful. It's your season.
Transformation. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hands in your hands going to look too.
Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Abba.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Wonderful.
I am the rebels. I can see your word. I can see your word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Norobosa. I accept the karma by Norobosa. He Norobosa. Oh, God, I thank you for the rebuilding. My God, hallelujah, Norobosa. He Norobosa. Thank you for the purging. I thank you for the sanctification. I thank you. Oh, God, hallelujah, Norobosa. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. My. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed
be
your holy name.
All right, daughter, you be blessed. You be blessed.
Yes,
there is. She is on fire. Praise the Lord of God. Erica 773. Your mic is hot.
Hi, Apostle. I'm just calling because I need a word from the Lord today from you.
Well, who is this?
My name is Sister Lily. I'm calling from Chicago.
Sister Lily, what church you go to over there, Sister Lily?
Apostolic Faith Church.
Apostolic Faith Church over there. Who's your pastor? Yeah.
Bishop Horsmith.
Horsmith. Praise the Lord today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Well, well, well. My goodness. How do you know me? That's what I want to know. How do you
How am
get
I
to
doing?
Know me? Huh?
How am I doing?
No, how did you get to know me, baby? How did you find me?
Through Prophet Daryl.
Ah.
That's my God. That's my God.
Ah, my eyes is open. Praise the Lamb of God. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Chicago on the line. Praise God. I know I felt some kind of connection. I was trying to hook it up. Praise the Lord.
Praise
I see
God.
Prophet Daryl. Oh, yes, God. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, I know who she is now. I'm all in a cookie jar now. Praise. I just had to make sure I was opening the right door here. Praise the Lord. This woman of God. Hallelujah. My goodness. That's some new directions, praise the Lamb of God, that God is giving some new marching orders. Hallelujah. And, you know, you're in a very uncomfortable place, and it's frustrating to you. Yes, you are, praise the Lamb of God. And, you know, sometimes when God tells you to move and you don't move, he just causes all kinds of stuff to happen till you make the move that you need to make. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's where you are right now. It's time for you to establish. It's time for you to set things up. It's time for you to get things moving in your own, praise the Lamb of God, and on your own. It's a breaking away. It's a severing because they're never going to establish you. No matter how clear your prayers are, no matter how you speak, no matter how you lay hands, no matter how you pray, they're never going to establish you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Their selfishness of ministry, and it's not a bad thing. It's just what happens to a lot of us in ministry. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
It causes us to be closed-minded. That's a better word. You know, and we don't see that someone is ready for birthing and someone is ready to go forward in a new direction, praise the Lamb, because there's a unique ministry down on the inside of you that God has been speaking to you about for a long time, praise the Lamb of God, that's ready to emerge and come forth in this season, praise God. And it's time for you are in labor pains. That's your biggest problem. You're in labor pain. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And it's time for you to give birth to this thing. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah, and you just got to do what God is telling you to do. And not wait on, and now I know somebody ain't going to like me when I tell you this, and not wait on men to confirm you.
Amen.
Now I'm talking directly to you. This is specific to you. Not to all these other rebellious and want to jump out of the ship people. I'm talking to you. And they ain't this for you and only you today. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I know you needed this word today. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
this
is.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you need to make the move. You need to make the move.
Yes.
Praise God.
I am.
Hallelujah. God has
Praise
said
God.
Yes once. God has said yes twice. God has said yes three times to you already. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now he's saying this
yes.
the fourth time, really. Confirmation
mm-hmm.
is coming. Praise the Lamb of God for you to get out of the ship and walk on the water. Hello, light
Praise
bulb.
God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. And you're going to see God move supernaturally on your behalf. Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Wait a minute. God, wait. Yes, God. Oh, my God.
Praise God.
God said if you do what he told you to do, he's going to turn everything around that has happened in the last 6 years.
Praise God.
You only know what that is. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I don't know what all that's about.
Right.
But God said he's going to turn it around. Turn it around.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Everything that has happened in the last 6 years.
Yeah, I'm on the deal.
He's going to turn
God.
It around. Baby,
yeah.
I see some stuff coming to you, restoration. Woo-wee. I see
Hallelujah.
Some stuff coming out of the devil's camp with interest on it. Praise the
Praise
Lamb of God.
God. Yeah.
Hallelujah. God said, if you be obedient, hallelujah, and do what he told you to do, hallelujah, praise the Lamb. I love
yeah.
you today.
Hallelujah.
Hey, wait to me.
I love you too.
Hallelujah, praise
I
the Lamb. I'll be
here
next week. Praise the Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Maybe Prophet hook us up some biscuits and eggs or something. Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. Praise
yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. I love
yeah.
Jesus today. I do. Let's go. We got to keep moving. Oh, we only got a few minutes
okay.
here. Praise the Lamb. Three
okay.
minutes. Let me see who this is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lily. Wait a minute. Let me ask this. Yeah. Now, God Mama. Did she drop? I think she dropped. But Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir.
Is Godmother is not pastoring right now?
No, ma'am. No, sir. She's not.
Well, why do I hear pastor every time? That's what I hear.
Pop, I'm about to call you on, man. I'm about to call you after the show over with the Papa.
You better call me, man. I don't know what y'all doing here. Y'all pulling my leg. I don't know what's going on. Hallelujah. But I know what I'm hearing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lily!
Yes,
614
Apostle.
Erico.
Yes, Apostle. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Prophet
Darrell.
How
you doing, honey?
Good afternoon.
Oh, my goodness. We're running out of time here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lily, what's up?
Just enjoying the show. Just thought I'd see if the Lord had a word for me in dealing with something that I'm going through and just the dreams that I'm having, the visions that I'm having, lots of confusion between my heart and my head. I just don't know what to do.
There's a lot of confusion between our heart and our head. Praise the Lamb. Well, can I ask you to do me a big favor, Lily? You
yes.
know Prophet loves you, right?
Yes.
You know I love you, right? Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to call in tomorrow. You're going to be in the first one on my list. Okay?
Okay.
In the prayer. I'm going to go in the prayer. Praise the Lamb of God today, this evening, tonight. That, and maybe the Lord will do it, but I don't know. I might inbox you with it or something of that nature if the Lord reveal it to us. Praise the Lamb of God. But definitely tomorrow call into the show, okay?
Okay.
Hallelujah. My God, what a wonderful and powerful show this has been. I love you all today, Prophet Darrell Sanders. Oh, my goodness. Prophetess Bertha, praise the Lamb of God. All of my people, my children, my grandchildren. Hallelujah. Thea, thank you for hanging with us. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Granddaughter, all of you, I love you. I love you. I love you. I can't say no more than I love you. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless all of you all. Please, ma'am, please remember us as we continuously remember you. I love you all. Be blessed now. Be blessed. Call in tomorrow. Those I see you, 818-985. I see all of you down there. Call in tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Come on and praise the Lord, everybody.